As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
From Podcast One and the Lady Gang, are you ready for a relatable, unapologetic take on life? This is the Ladies Like Us podcast with Nazanin Mandy and Nadia Mohan. Welcome to Ladies Like Us. I'm Nazanin Mandy.
And I am Nadia Mohan.
Yeah. I'm ready for a new episode.
Me too.
She is cracked out today, guys.
I am. We stopped at this cafe.
Yes.
It was like a Jewish cafe or something, mm-hmm. bakery. And we got this random coffee.
Because we needed it. We were done.
I'm cracked out.
And now she's about to... make this podcast.
I'm going to take somersault breaks.
Yes.
I'm like bouncing off the walls right now. Anyways, so last night was fun.
Last night was a lot of fun. It started out a little questionable.
well, what was it called again? The model.
It was called
the model experience.
The model experience. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So last night I hosted the model experience, their official after party. So the model experience is for aspiring models. Did you notice they were very young last mm-hmm. night?
Yeah.
Very, very young. Mm-hmm. I know. They had our alcohol in the back.
Oh, that's...
Did you notice that?
That makes so much more sense
yes.
now that you say that.
Yeah.
I was like, why are we stashing tequila bottles back
here? Because they were really young.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, these are probably like early 20s.
Right.
Teens and early 20s. Because right. I noticed a lot of the aspiring models came with their parents. Because
oh.
I was talking to their parents, too.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's really cute. And it's such a great event. You know, they mm-hmm. learn modeling etiquette.
So it's like a mentor kind of a thing?
It's like a program? Workshop.
A workshop.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like a workshop.
Got it.
So the night before on Saturday night, they walked the runway.
Okay. This is what LaMaya started?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
LaMaya and Ashley and Summer, yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's really, really dope. And they're just excited.
Yeah.
You know, to learn and see the possibilities.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, really cool.
And excited to meet you.
It was, they
yeah.
were amazing.
Yeah, they were really excited.
They
it was really cute.
Really, really amazing. I had a great time.
Yeah. Well, when we first walked in, you didn't know either how that
no,
was going to be set up.
I had no idea. And I also didn't know that they were young kids either.
Right.
So I assumed after parties like our normal after party. So, you know, the tables are all on the side.
Right.
DJ set up. People are dancing.
In like a club
like
environment.
A club.
We thought it was going to be like a club
exactly.
type environment.
Exactly.
So we walk in and we walk down the center of the room, essentially. It was at the convention center. And we walked down to the center and there's this one VIP area with couches with ropes around it and literally like a circle with people all around us.
All around the table
just
set up.
Staring.
Mm-hmm.
We were zoo animals.
And it's like we walked out and we didn't expect this
no,
at all.
I wasn't ready for that.
No,
it
I
was
wasn't
so,
either.
It was so like bizarre and awkward. And I was like, it's not supposed to be getting
no.
interviewed? Like what's happening?
No. And when you're in that position,
yeah, yeah,
you just kind of have to go with it and yeah. have fun.
Yeah,
and
I couldn't stop
laughing. Imagine if we didn't have alcohol.
Oh man,
yeah, it would have been really awkward.
We need alcohol for everything.
I know, sad. Oh, this is what happens when you turn 30.
Yeah,
you need alcohol
fixes
for everything.
Everything. But yeah, it was still really fun. And right. then we took off and got tacos.
Oh,
at
from Leo's.
Mm.
Yes, on Venice and La Brea.
Man, that shit was
it
bomb.
Was so good. Oh my yeah. God. Yeah, but leading up to that event.
Well, yeah, this is going to get into our high and blow. So
right.
your blow.
So I'm going to start with my blow.
This sucks.
My blow was I had this really beautiful fuchsia mm-hmm. two-piece suit. The bottom was flared. It was so good. And I had these like gem earrings.
Yeah, it was
like,
so good.
They were so good. I was ready to go.
Well, and then like your hair and makeup was like perfect with that outfit. It was just overall.
We're going to have to do it again. it just makes my heart just
Everything was perfect until you go to put your pants on.
Until I go to put my pants on and the pants are not hemmed correctly. They're too long. I'm short. Like,
yeah.
It's very noticeable. I can't get away with it.
Yeah, same.
So I had Miguel trying to do a fake hem on my bell
bottom.
What
was he trying to do?
He was taping it.
Oh.
So we taped all around it, but it was so noticeable billowy and just weird. And I'm like, I cannot wear this. I can't wear this.
Yeah, it's not right.
I can't.
Save it.
Like, I need to save it for a moment where it's done right and, like, I can wear it again.
Right, right.
But I went upstairs into my closet and it was one of those moments where you're like, I shop so much, but I still don't have anything to wear. And I was really going through it upstairs and just digging. My closet is a wreck.
Yeah.
And Nadia walks up and she's like, can I help you? Like, let me help you put something together.
Yeah.
So we started getting stuff out of my closet and I had these sequin red pants that I'd never worn.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, here, boom, these pants. And then she's like, what about like a cropped tank top? And then you throw a blazer over it and then your heels and you're good to go. And I was like, oh, shit. She just styled the shit out of me
in five minutes.
I put on that outfit and we were out the door.
And it was so good.
It was,
that was
so
a good,
good
outfit.
It was such a good outfit. Yeah. It went with the hair and makeup.
It was perfect.
It was, you killed it.
I know, thanks.
I'm going to hire her for my next event.
Watch out, Danny.
Watch out, girl.
No, so cut to, so my high, we're going to go to my high because I, ladies and gentlemen, was the first person in the car. Sampling the
best. Dun, 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 dun.
Woo! That never happens for me.
It doesn't. And she was the first one in the car.
I was the first person in the car. And I was like still touching up my makeup a little, waiting for you guys. And then I see Darla come in. I see Aaron come in. And I'm like, where's Nas? What's going on? And Darla's like, she's stressed. She can't find an outfit. Her outfit's not working. And I'm like, oh, man. So cut to I bolt up into your closet. And I'm like, okay, let's figure this shit
Thank
out.
Thank God. Because I was really about to be like, what am I
no,
going to do?
Darla was like, let's just tell them we're not coming.
But I can't do that. If I made a commitment, I have to go.
Of course, of course.
Unless, like, it's a family emergency. Like, I'm going to show up.
Yeah.
Even if I had to show up in a t-shirt and jeans and a leather jacket, the normal.
That's the go-to.
I would have done it for these people.
Yeah.
But, yeah, thank God it didn't turn out that way. And we got some bomb pictures last night. If you haven't checked out our Instagram pages.
Oh, yeah.
We have a little Spice Girl inspiration pic.
Yes.
We had a great time.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was a quick night, but it was really, really fun.
It was.
Yeah, so what is your high of the week?
So my high of the week, I booked a new TV show. Everything is
awesome. Oh, shit.
Yes, it's...
by the way, she doesn't tell me these things. She waits till the podcast
tell me. I do.
So you heard it here first with me.
Yes, so I booked a new TV show. It's Lena Waithe's new show, 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was originally, from what I heard and what I researched, it was on TBS and then BET picked it up.
Right.
So the new season starts next year, 2020, and I will be on the new season of 20s. So, yeah, I start, my first day is Tuesday morning.
Isn't it crazy how everything's, like, picking up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's surreal.
Yeah.
And I'm really trying to, like, be in the moment with it and be like, no, you're working for this. Nobody's handing you the shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's happening because you're working really, really hard. And, like,
it's
I'm just trying
off.
To take it in
at
this moment. But my character, all I can tell you is I play a lesbian.
Again.
They love.
She's a great lesbian.
Apparently. I think it's the haircut. But, I play a lesbian. It's going to be fun. It's going to be really sexy. And I'm excited. And Lena.
Ooh, do you have makeout scenes?
Maybe.
Ooh. Yeah. All you nasty people can watch Nas make out with a girl.
Yeah, exactly. Stay tuned. But Lena, thank you so much for the opportunity. And we want you on our show.
Hell yeah.
That
Hell
would be incredible.
I mean.
That's a goal. That's
dream,
goals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, can you please make a slot for us?
Or we'll even come to the set of 20s.
No, for real.
And we will do this podcast.
Man, that would be amazing. Okay, let's throw it out into the universe.
Yes.
Lena.
It's there.
We're coming for you, girl.
We are.
Mm-hmm. Well, so my blow was this week I filmed, well, I'm sorry, I filmed, like I did all the work. So Miguel and Alicia Keys have a new song coming out.
And it's so good.
Yeah, it's really good. And so I was on set for that, you know, for Miguel's grooming. And it was filmed at, what is it, Universal Studios, their lot. So I get there. I'm about an hour before he needs to be on, which they already run late anyways.
Like, of course, it's like, a music video.
Exactly.
And it's him.
Exactly. So I get there. I pull in. No one knows where I'm supposed to park. Mm. No one's telling me where I need to go.
Shocking.
Everywhere I go, there's cones. You can't park here. You need a card for that. I'm just like driving in circles. At some point, I got a flat tire.
Oh.
So I'm driving around this Universal lot with a flat tire, trying to figure out where to go, trying to make sure I get to set on time.
Right.
I'm stressed. Everyone walking by is like, you got a flat tire. You got a flat tire.
You're like, no shit.
Yeah, I'm like, thanks, guys. Thanks. The security's yelling at me. You can't park there. It was just like a hot mess.
It's that metro grade.
Oh, my God. This metro grade.
We call
really,
it metro grade.
Yeah.
Guys.
Why did I forget?
Don't know.
It wasn't called metro grade.
Oh, it's because my brother,
your brother, yeah.
My brother hates horoscopes,
yeah,
and retrograde
astrology,
anything astrology related. He hates it. He thinks it's not true.
Yeah, he thinks it's bullshit and he makes fun of us, so he's like, calls it metro grade.
Yeah, whatever.
And then we forgot, now we call it that.
Now we call it that too. So when we say that, that's what we mean, retrograde.
Yeah.
But yeah, it got her good.
Man, it was stressful. And so finally we pulled over to the side. They made me park outside of the Universal lot.
With your kid. You had to walk with your kid.
Yeah, with all my stuff, yeah. Which is bullshit because when the tow truck guy came, I told him the story of what happened. And he because the guy said, no, AAA can't come inside here. I'm like, this is bullshit. That's a lie.
That is a lie.
And so then the
AAA guy.
The AAA guy tells me, no, I've been in there before, even all the way in the back. And I'm like, people really piss me off.
You should have flashed him. The guy at the gate.
No, that's not going to help me. But yeah, so then, you know, finally, I went to set, left my car there, went to set, did my thing, came back, switched it out. We're all good. But it was just really stressful.
And especially, like, you're trying to get to a job.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it's...
You don't want to be late
no,
and be unprofessional.
No.
Luckily, I had, like, a good cushion of time to, like, figure all this shit out. So, like, that really helped me, but...
And at least it was Miguel.
Yeah, and it was Miguel. Like,
if it's, like,
fam.
A new client...
Yeah, no,
then
no, no.
That's a whole other stress.
Ugh, it sucks.
Yeah, but no.
But
you
still,
good.
Yeah, but the video is going to be really cool. I can't wait for you guys to see it. It's really sick.
I saw clips of it.
Yeah.
It was intense.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
It's very wet.
Yes.
That's all I'll say.
And that's all you need to know.
And then Alicia Keys was there. And, like, for me to not... It's so hard being on set sometimes when you see certain celebs. Like, normally I don't get crazy starstruck because we're used to it by now. We see them all the time. But growing up, Alicia Keys, I listened to her music over and over and over.
That first album.
The first one and then the other one with Diary and all that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
The first one was Songs in A Minor.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the second one, was it called Diary?
I think it was Diary.
Or Songs in... No, no.
I think it was Diary.
Yeah, Diary. Man, I listened to the album over and over again. And I just wanted to be like, oh, my God. You're
signed my CD.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
But no, I kept my composure.
But of course.
Swizz was there, and he was really nice. He was talking to Drew, and he was, you know, a lot of times when you encounter celebs, they kind of don't acknowledge you, or they just talk to the other celeb and that's it.
Right.
But he was talking to everybody, introducing himself to everybody, like super chill. He drove the kids and Alicia to set. Like it was just a family vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the way Miguel rolls, it's all of us as family.
Right.
So it was a good time. It was a good
set. I should have stopped by.
Yeah,
I know. He hit me, but I was already home and I'm like, driving.
It's far.
Yeah.
It's far.
I'm like, no.
Yeah, it was
I'm
really
good.
Far. But yeah, so today's going to be a good show. I'm excited.
It is.
We have your stylist on.
Danny.
Yep, Danny.
Yes.
She's the shit. I love her.
She's amazing.
So coming up next, we will be chatting with the chic and talented celebrity stylist extraordinaire, Danny Michelle.
Man, it is so hot outside. I am craving A LaCroix. Sounds so good. Mm-hmm. Did you know LaCroix sparkling water was developed to give health-conscious consumers refreshment, flavor, and a sparkle with an innocent twist of zero calories, zero sweeteners, and zero sodium?
Nice.
Yeah. Enjoy LaCroix sparkling water, a calorie, sweetener, and sodium innocent beverage with nothing artificial.
Nice.
I know. LaCroix's flavors are confirmed to be derived from natural sources with natural fruit essences. Families continue to value the wholesomeness of LaCroix.
And their newest flavor is hibiscus. Yum. Mm-hmm. Delicious, crisp, and refreshing, just like some of their other flavors, which they have tangerine, mango, apricot. The list goes on and on.
I'll take them all.
LaCroix Sparkling Waters and LaCroix Curate.
Ooh, fancy.
Curate. Sparkling waters are gluten-free, vegan, kosher, and non-GMO, Whole30 approved, and environmentally friendly. LaCroix cans are perpetually sustainable and recyclable. You know we love that.
Mm-hmm.
For more information, join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroix Water or check us out at www.lacroixwater.com.
Our guest today has styled celebs such as Kourtney Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, Edgar Ramirez, Miguel, Amanda Steele, Erica Jane. The list goes on and on. Her stunning wedding to Ian Morrison was featured in Vogue.
Ooh.
And I have had the pleasure of being styled by her a few times.
Yes.
Introducing the amazing Dani Michelle.
Hi, guys.
We are so happy you're here.
I'm so happy to be
yes.
here.
Yeah.
And
so
for
fun.
Taking time out of your busy ass life.
How did you even fit us in, girl?
I know. I think we had to push a schedule
we
of
did.
Like three
like,
different days.
We did.
She's like, my mind is here, but the other part is styling someone.
Right.
I was on set earlier today and they're like, so are you done with the day? And I was like, no, actually, I'm doing a podcast and another fitting tonight.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a fitting after this?
I do.
Oh, Lord.
Nice.
But it's good.
No. Of course. You want to be busy. This is the dream.
Yeah.
Okay, you know? Wait.
When you're not busy, you want to be busy. When you're busy, you're like, I need a day.
Please, exactly. One day. Yeah. I just want to get my nails done.
Yeah.
It's all
I
or
hate
nothing.
Getting my nails done, though.
So
it's
do
my
we.
Biggest thing.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. I hate it. I just did it before
came.
We came here.
So the other day I got my nails done, and I got, you know, I put the little earbuds in.
Uh-huh.
And so I just sat back and very quietly just had my own full conversation.
Okay.
And I didn't feel like I needed to, like, text and get things done.
Right.
I was just chatting away. And it was
did it
savior.
Go by faster?
It was full savior.
Maybe we need to do this.
Yeah, I need to do that.
Yeah.
I get so irritated. I'm like, are you done?
I know. I'm like, this is fine. This is fine.
Yeah. It's like all halfway done. Okay, pause.
Tell me.
When I was looking you up,
uh-huh.
I saw that your birth... Tell me if this is right. Is your birthday April 4th?
Of course.
What the hell?
That's her birthday?
That's
no,
my yes. birthday.
Okay, I have this little earring that's 444.
Stop.
So I was born the 4th day of the 4th month. D is a 4th letter in the alphabet. There's 4 letters in my name. My social security number ends in 4,000 even.
Wow.
You
the
are
house I
four.
Just bought
What's
is 3434. I
know.
Tell us more.
I could go on and 4s really rule my whole life.
That's so crazy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
No, 4 is my number too, obviously, but like...
Like I was pulling up and I just had like a really good conversation about something else that happened this morning and I was like, cool, I was 10 minutes from you guys, I was like, I'm gonna be on time.
Yeah.
It was 4:44 and I was like...
You're like, I'm good.
It's a good day. Life is
no,
good.
That's me too. I always look for 4s. I always find 4s. That shit's crazy.
That is
super
so...
powerful.
I'm 85. You're 86. So I'm like 1 before
you're,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
wow.
I was like, Reese, I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. We have the same birthday.
Yeah.
Like,
it's powerful, though.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, Aries are like my favorite.
Yeah. They're the best.
You guys,
it makes
no, really.
Sense.
No.
It makes sense. When I read that she was an Aries, I was like, oh.
You're like, I get it.
It's crazy, though. Like, it's so telling, like, your personality types, the people you connect with. Like, if ever someone's like, I dated this guy and he was a sign, like, if they say I dated a Pisces, and they're like, they'll say two things. He was, like, artistic and, like, emotional, you know?
And
I'm
like,
true.
Okay. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Those Pisces are emotional.
They really
I never
are.
Know any Pisces.
I just know Aquarians.
Yeah.
They got a lot of emotions.
What are you?
I'm a Virgo.
Which is what time? What?
September 11th is my birthday.
Yeah, see, like, I don't really know a lot about them.
Okay. We're perfectionists. We're very observant. We can be quiet. But once you get to know us, we are completely open up.
See, like it's crazy.
Yeah,
she's a total Virgo.
Yeah, I am. I'm like the epitome. Like, I'm right in the middle of the Virgo sign.
Yeah. But from the time spending working with you, like, all those things, I'm like, true.
Yeah, exactly.
True. Yeah. You know,
when
she
we first met,
and
I was quiet. Yeah. And now I'm, like, starting to open up. I tell you what I like, what I don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
It's all true.
Speaking of, you looked so cute in that outfit yesterday, the red pants.
Oh, my God, Danny.
And that top.
She put me in that outfit.
I styled her.
I think it was the swipe where she was like this.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. So cute.
That was the tequila.
Maybe
I'm coming
maybe
for your job, Danny.
Maybe it subconsciously inspired me today.
Oh, right.
Maybe
you're in.
There you go.
Yes. No, that was thrown together last minute because I had a wardrobe malfunction before I left the house. God. You know, shit happens.
So cute.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it was one of those. It was in my closet and I never wore it.
Yeah.
Fines.
It's good to like invest and then have things for those days. And
you know,
like,
I tell myself that often.
But yet here we were in the closet going, what am I going to wear?
Oh, it's the story of every woman.
Exactly.
You know, a walk-in closet with nothing to wear.
No.
Nothing to wear.
I don't even have room in my closet anymore. I have piles of folded clothes on the dresser. You. Like, and Omar's like, what are you going to get rid of this? I'm like, get rid of my clothes.
You're like, I need this.
Are you crazy?
I wear all of it.
And then not.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you don't
but
wear
I have like, do you ever do this like where you buy a dress and you're like, oh, this is what I'm going to wear to brunch one day.
Yes.
And this is for like a baby shower. And
like you, a wedding.
Totally.
Like I have outfits planned for certain events. So
for
when they come up, I'm like, oh, I have that dress
ready
to go.
Boom.
It's funny. I feel like when you have less in front of you, sometimes you can style yourself better. Have you ever seen like on a vacation where you're like, oh, I'm making the best outfits because you have less to work with?
Absolutely.
Makes sense. You get more creative.
Yeah.
And there's not so many options where you're overwhelmed either. So you're not like, oh, but I should have wore the, oh, I don't know. It's just everything's there.
Yeah.
I find that a lot actually.
Do you try on everything you're going to bring on vacation? Do you like make outfits and try it on before you pack?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'll bring backups because sometimes I don't want to wear that or I like feel bloated or like I'm like, I'm not
the
feeling
bloat.
It. The bloat story of our lives.
The worst is like a 2-day trip where you only plan like 3 outfits or like 2-day trip and 2 outfits and you don't want to wear one of them and you're like,
oh,
I'm screwed.
Yes.
It's over.
Yeah, I've had that.
I can't
plenty.
Go out.
I'm not going.
Yes.
I can't leave.
No, that happens in Vegas a lot. Because you're like, okay, I'm just going to be there a day, two days. I just need this hoochie dress and then like this cute little outfit for the strip club. And no, you're just like.
I did that in Miami. I went for like 48 hours and the second night I was like, I can't go out. I was like, I just have these 2 slip dresses. What was I thinking?
Right. Was this when you went for your did you go for your bachelorette?
I did go for my bachelorette and then for swim week I just flew there literally for a brunch and came right back.
Okay.
Ooh, what a jet setter.
I know, what a life.
My friend was there and like, do you want to come like lay the Soho House and like come to a brunch and hang out by the beach? And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
For real. You're like, are you still in the like honeymoon stage right now?
Well, we just bought a house this week. So
congratulations.
So
where is it?
Move.
Like what part of town?
So I didn't even realize it's on Cahuenga Pass. It's right by Universal Studios to the point where like when we pulled out a set the other day, I was like, that's my street.
Damn.
So that's where we want to look at homes. That's,
no
yes,
way. You're really going to move?
We want to, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
We're too far. It's just at a certain point, like once 3 o'clock hits.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're screwed.
It takes an hour, hour and a half to get into Hollywood or to get to like Studio City. It's just so much. It's so much.
So I love that like the other day we were leaving. What restaurant were we at? We were at a restaurant.
Rossi's Magic.
Yeah.
And
we
saw
were walking
you
out and we see Danny.
Yes.
And literally you were glowing.
Yeah.
Because you had just gotten married. Like it was like the first time you were back around town. And I was like, look at this bitch glowing across the street, walking over. I'm
it's
like,
it's that wedding
girl.
Glow.
But
you're
you
just
really
so
had
happy.
It.
It's like beaming from you.
Yeah.
You were beaming.
You were so happy.
I brought up the house because, you know, we wait your whole life, but then these like last 6 months for this wedding and you're planning, and then it's over and you're like, what do I do now?
Yeah.
The blues. Don't they call that like the wedding blues
like,
or something?
Postpartum.
Yeah, right.
And now we have the house to like focus all this new energy on. Like all we want to do is decorate and like do the most, you know,
right.
This whole new project to
focus on. I love that. How did you balance like your clientele and like planning your wedding. Because I know how hectic that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we had a wedding planner, but I dressed the bridesmaids, the groomsmen, the flower girls, my mom's, you know, my girlfriends, all of my girlfriends also had a Friday night, you know, look. And
you even did the Friday night look?
Well, when they came to my office for the fitting for the bridesmaids' dresses.
Uh-huh.
And as you're trying to get attention of six girls at one time, they start perusing through the racks. Can I borrow this one?
Uh-huh. Like, well, I guess I'm going to style you for the Friday night look.
One wants one, so the other five want one.
Of course, of course.
You know, I think that I wanted to be really sure that I was not stressed, because when you're stressed, you're not present. Right. And I feel like, you know, when you go on a vacation and you're like on cloud nine and your body feels relaxed, your mind feels relaxed, mm-hmm. and you pay attention at dinner versus like looking at your cell phone.
Yeah.
So I made a very big commitment. We were going to do our honeymoon before our wedding. We were going to go like on a 2-week vacation honeymoon and like deal with everything via email and phone calls, right. and then have like a week back in LA for final details and have the wedding.
Wow.
I like that.
Yeah.
And come into it. And then like the wedding was going to be like the finale of it all. You
right.
know what I mean? Like,
you reversed
that's
it.
That's cool. I
it
never thought
cool.
about that.
So everyone was like, you can't do that. I was like, there's too much planning going on in the end to do that.
That is true. So I remember our last week was so crazy.
Yeah.
It was hell.
It was bad.
I wish you would have seen the suit situation with the guys. It was a disaster.
They got them custom made. They were all wrong.
Stop.
The week before, all of them were wrong.
But like wrong color, wrong fit.
Size, just wrong fit.
Like they looked like they were wearing baby suits. Like yeah.
It was so bad. So
it was a disaster. But yeah. Was it Rich? Rich, he came in at the last minute.
And Von.
And Von.
Yeah,
they teamed
they
up.
Helped.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So they altered what they had or made them new suits?
No, they got new suits.
No, they kept like the pants. And I think they redid the jacket.
Everyone
yeah.
kept the pants.
Yeah, they kept the pants.
Crazy.
They altered the pants. They made all new jackets. They were literally to the last minute sewing shit up
yep.
like, before
wow.
the guys
right
went
before.
Out. Right Yeah, it was crazy. Same
you
thing
even
with my
got
dress.
Your dress.
Yeah,
set up.
I mm-hmm. lost like more weight and yeah. then I had to like alter my dress more.
The day of the wedding.
The day of
crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. But, you know, that's how that shit goes.
Yeah.
That's how that shit goes.
Yeah.
You know that life.
So the last, like, week and a half, I really, like, turned off and focused. And I mm-hmm. took, like, my time for me and just really devoted to that. And mm-hmm. then right afterwards, I was like, what now?
Yeah.
Like, it's over.
And now I'm back to work and I love it. I'm so happy. Like, I'm like in it with the house and I just want to like do yeah. things.
You seem inspired.
I
love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Because when you're inspired, it takes you to like the next level of everything that you do.
The only thing that's killing me is watching everyone in Europe right now.
And you're not there.
These poses, these beaches, these looks, these bodies. You know, like everyone is in Greece or Italy. My God.
I know.
It's the time right now.
That is the only thing that's uninspiring where I'm like...
You're like, I want to go.
Are you guys going on any trips?
We're supposed to go for Fashion Week in September.
Nothing this summer, though.
No, we don't have time.
Nothing for you either?
I feel like the summer's already over.
I know.
No, nothing.
God. I know. No, we like literally were working this entire
summer. Well, we're going to go see Janet in Vegas.
Yeah, that's our trip.
So it's
yeah.
a quick so little fun. Turnaround, but yeah. I'm so gassed for that.
Yeah. We leave in a few days.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I'm excited.
So fun. You should get Janet on your talk.
Oh, girl. I don't think we could talk.
I wouldn't be able to speak.
Like, so.
So one of my clients' makeup artist is her makeup artist, and maybe we can connect the dots.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, yeah.
Danny, we're putting this in your hands.
Yeah. Please, make it happen.
So we'll see if he's there with her in Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what's his name? I think
Preston?
Preston. I
he's
follow him.
The sweetest.
Yeah, I follow
sweetest
him.
Sweetest guy.
Yeah. So speaking of inspiration and you're being inspired, what is your biggest, or who, or like what inspires you when you style?
It's funny. It's like very unplanned, but I have like Kate Moss, like full shrines, like all over. Like,
I remember in your studio. Yeah. We saw
like in my bathroom. And in mm-hmm. some photos are when she's like, I loved her a lot when she's like 15, 17, 19.
Mm-hmm.
And like there were two photos that I didn't even know were her because of hair, makeup and age and everything.
She's a chameleon.
And like one of my friends who used to work at W Magazine came in. She was like, oh my God, like that was her for my shoot. And I was like, that's Kate. I didn't know. And then there was another photo when she was like super, super, super young. And someone was like, I love that photo of Kate. Mm-hmm. And like on my coffee table, there's books of her. So I find her face so hypnotizing.
Right.
Like the simplicity of what she wore and the simplicity right. of her, like just everything about yeah. her for me just like is she's so one of a kind.
Agreed. I love her too. And I think like her ability to be the chameleon and transform, like she's done so many different looks and mm-hmm. she kills all of them. It's crazy.
It is. To this day.
Yeah. She has this like edge to her too, but there's beautiful also a timelessness. Edge.
It's crazy.
Which is like that makes sense because that transpires into your work. Like you can see that.
Absolutely. Aww. You're so good at mixing the two.
Yep.
Like you marry the two so well.
Yeah.
And that's actually really why I'm attracted to your work mm-hmm. because I love that same
exactly.
aesthetic. The same aesthetic. I was like,
no,
oh,
so Nas and I went to an award show and you received I cannot remember the
you
name.
You were at that award show.
It was
at
the fashion awards.
Yep.
It was a fact cuz I
so
I presented an award there. I think you won your award and I presented after because I remember you walking off the stage.
Yep.
Yes.
So Edgar presented that award to me.
Yes.
Oh my God.
He made the sweetest toast.
Drool.
I know. Everyone loves him. He just sent me a photo. He's in a new movie.
Uh-huh.
And with his roles, like for Versace, he had to gain weight. And for this role, he had to get really fit. And he just sent me these new photos and he looks.
Ooh.
Fuego.
Can you send me those?
Can we see?
Just text those over.
He's a sweetheart.
No, but yeah, so you received an award, and I was like, oh, who's this girl? Because Nas has been having, like, a lot of different stylists. We couldn't find, like, a good fit because it's hard, you know, to really find somebody that gets your style. And so I looked you up, and I was like, dude, this girl's killing it. Like,
that's how we met through that fashion award?
Yes. Well, that's how I first noticed you,
yeah.
went to your Instagram, and then I forwarded it to Nas, and I was like, you should really check this girl out.
I was like oh, my gosh.
And
she is perfect.
I think this was, like, before. I think you were only really, like, with Courtney at the time. Like, she was, like, your first big one or something. Was that right? Is it Courtney kind of in the beginning?
You know, it's big on, like, I had Edgar before, and he's
right,
a movie star. You know, so it's everyone's perspective of big.
Right.
Is
yeah, of course.
Different,
but
probably the most, like, shot person.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, I sent it to her, and I was like, this is, like, this would be a good match for you.
Right.
And then she hit you up, and there we
are.
No,
I knew once award season hit earlier this year, I was like, no, she has to do it.
Yeah.
She has to do it. And then you were at the house styling me, and Miguel was watching us, how you and I interacted and what you brought. Like, you brought so many options. And it's so refreshing to have so many options.
Good.
Right.
Especially for me, like, my body type's not typical, so it's really just refreshing.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted you to feel, like, secure and confident.
Thank you. And you did.
Everything you had was there. And
yes.
When people are like, oh, you know, you don't want someone to be like, oh, this will be fine. You want someone to be like, this is exactly what I want to wear. Like,
and
I'm excited.
And
you
that
know?
Happened. And he saw that and he was like, she has to style me.
Yeah.
We're going to do this. And then you did. And he, like, loved it. So now you got him.
he always excited when he sees all the clothes. He's like,
he loves clothes.
He loves clothes. He loves options too. He's just like, oh my God. Look at all these racks.
It's hard to, like, be able to kill it if for men and women, to style both of them. Like,
to have the
I feel
eye.
Like most people, like, are really good at men's fashion or just good at women's.
Totally.
To be able to do the both is, like, really awesome.
Thank you. I mean, I love doing men's stuff, and I just think that it's, like, if you're a hairdresser, makeup artist, whatever it is, you know, you just go down a path. So I happen just to do more women, but I really love doing menswear.
Right.
And it's even more exciting because I get to do it less, so you get even more excited about it. I love doing menswear.
It's funny, too, because I always think, like, when my boyfriend asks me to help him dress him and stuff, I'm like, I don't know how to dress dudes. Like, I don't know how to dress myself.
Yeah.
But then I look at Danny's page, and I'm like, oh. Like,
you're like, that
the
could
way,
work?
Yeah, but, like, the way you layer things and, like,
layering is key for guys.
Yes, key. And, like, also just, like, just the random little accessories that turn the look, like, into something different. That's, like, really cool that you could do that because I can.
The simplest trick, like, if a guy is wearing a sweater, even a t-shirt, just to put another t-shirt, another, like, a shirt underneath one of those layers.
Right.
Even, and not make the rim exactly even, like, to make it, like, off kilter or whatever.
Right.
Like, it's just, I think that little extra dimension is,
right.
like, what makes everything just more interesting and more thought out.
Exactly. Right. And that's what you do, and I love
Miguel
that.
Miguel loves that.
Yeah, no, I know.
He's all about the layers.
Yeah.
And he's so smart. Like, he had on a tank top that was lower cut, and I suggested to switch to another tank top, and he remembered the cut, and it was only maybe an inch and a half difference.
Of course.
But he remembered it, noted it, tried it, he was correct, and we switched back, and I was so impressed, you know?
Oh, yeah, no. Nothing gets past that guy.
Yeah.
When it comes to, like, creativity and fashion, he is so on it.
Yeah.
He's so inspired by it, so he's focused,
which is inspiring, you know. It's a challenge, and then you want to bring your best game. Like, when people, I always feel like it's like a tennis match. When you play with someone that's better than you, then you play better. Like, when you get to style people that you think are cool, like, it's more exciting. When you showed me your references, you were like, this is what I like. And I was like, I know, this is what I like. And I was like, let's do this.
I sent her folders.
References, yeah.
I did.
Again, Virgo.
I know. But literally folders and names of designers. I was like, these are my favorites. This is the cuts that look the best. These are the colors. But I want to branch out. And she was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes, and yes.
Because then it's like, okay, cool. Then I'm going to put my work and my time and my heart into something that I know is going to come out and deliver.
Right.
Whereas when there's people that, like, don't get it or don't care, and you're, then you kind of don't care, and, you know, because you're just kind of like, you're, they may not, because at the end of the day, people wear what they're most comfortable in. I can lead them to water, but I can't make them drink.
Right.
So if someone, I could bring a rack of stuff that I love, but they're going to pick the absolute one that they feel the very best in.
Right.
And it may not be the most daring one or the best one. So sometimes it's just like a little challenging when you feel like you worked really hard and it's not exactly what you want. But it's exciting when you feel like you're with someone that, okay, I know the end result's going to be fire. It's going to be exactly the right vision, because they get it.
Right,
they
get it. And they can pull off the whole look head to toe. And, like, hair and makeup, too, take is also, like, a key element in
one
that.
One can make or break.
Exactly.
It can make or break an outfit.
It really can.
For real.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Everybody needs to be aligned.
No, totally.
Yeah. And not try to, like, flex. You know, like, the problem is that sometimes makeup or hair will say, like, let me, because, you know, sometimes the hair look is a pullback look, but then they feel like their work's not shown, so then they do the most.
Right. No, I know.
The clients.
See, I always go off of the clothes. I think that the clothes are most important.
That's because you're talented, and it's not about your ego. Yeah, it's about the result.
Exactly. Right. It's like, what is the whole look here, and what is going to best complement this look?
Well, what's going to make everything seamless at the end of the day?
That's the number one.
Yes, one story.
Yeah. And I think when it comes to styling yourself, that's something to think of. And that's how you and I always do it, too. When people say, oh, you always look so put together. It's because I'm like, what am I wearing? What's the best hair for that? What's the best makeup for that? What's, you know, and then you just, boom, there's your look.
It's a list. You got to check the list when you're putting together a seamless look, for sure.
Yeah, so do you feel like when you go to, so when you went with Nas, like, you brought a lot of stuff, because also, too, she was like, you had never worked with her before.
Yeah.
So do you always bring a lot of options every time, or does it get easier as you work with somebody? You kind of like, no, they're going to like this. They're like, you know, their body and everything.
I definitely have the most in the very beginning. I don't ever want to, like, waste anyone's time. They always tell me in showrooms, they're always, like, shocked with how quick I go. I hear it all the time. They'll be like, whoa, like, you just did that so fast. And I'm like, what do you mean? And I'm like, this is what I like. And that's, I don't like, I don't want that.
Right. And that's her Aries.
That is Aries.
That is the same way.
And there you go. Other stylists come in here and they just stare and they debate and they ask our opinion.
Oh,
and then
no.
they can't decide. So then they take it all. And so for me, every single piece I believe in. I strongly feel like this is an option.
I believe in it.
This is what I want. And what happens is, as you continue that process, there becomes a hierarchy. So the strongest stuff. So once in the very beginning, I have probably less edits, because I'm just – at that point, I want to show the whole spectrum, because I don't know where they're going to fall in it. As you get to know your client better and better – I pull, and then I do that edit where I put the hierarchy, and I take a reasonable amount, and usually they wear one or two, like option one, option two. Sometimes it's three or four, because the first five maybe are that strong. And then, you know, by option 20, I've, like, these can cut. Because if they're not wearing 1 through 20, we don't need 21.
Right. It's so crazy, because now that you're telling me your process, I'm remembering how you divided the racks at my house. And we're like, okay, these are our strong suits. Okay, these, and, like, you lined them up a certain way.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I love that process, though.
Yeah, so I put, like, my very hero in the front.
Yes.
And people will say, like, because sometimes when you have a lot, like, I might have 1 through 20 that I really love.
Right.
Like, I think the black dress that you wore, that cutout, was on the second rack, even, like, the beginning of the second rack, because it wasn't like beat it and flashy and this and that.
Yeah.
But
simple.
It was still so strong. And
right.
People always say, well, what's wrong with this rock? And I'm like, nothing's wrong. Like, the what's wrong is not here. You know?
Like, you're like, we didn't bring those.
Yeah. This is all great. It's just you can only put so much in the front, so it has to go down at a point. And then I'll always be like, and these are just backup. You know?
Yeah.
Just
we
in
always
case. Need the backup.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't think I've ever, like, that second half, like, whatever that second half is, I don't know if there's ever been a time where I've pulled the dress from there.
Mm.
Oh, interesting.
But you still bring it. Maybe it's a security blanket for everyone involved. Yeah. I don't know.
She's just that good.
Yeah,
she's like,
no,
I nail
really.
It every time.
Every time, baby.
I always, and I know, like, when it's going to be the piece, I'm always like, I spaz. And I'm like, oh, my God. I know. And then I fight for that piece to get that piece. And then I have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you still keep going, you know?
Yeah.
Because sometimes, a lot of the times, there's something, like, the store that you're like, I'm just going to go one last thing. It's 5 p.m. Everything closed at 6. Make one last job.
Right. And it's
and
there.
Something from that store
right.
will happen.
So don't give up.
Don't.
Never give up.
Never give up. Even if you have an hour left,
yeah.
never give
Your
up.
Your dream outfit like, is
right.
waiting for you.
It's waiting for you.
I always
at
say, like, turn
store.
Over every rock or whatever the
yeah.
saying is. Like,
right.
leave no rock unturned.
That's true. That is true.
So the other thing that I also think is dope is that you manage to still dress everybody to how they would like to look and like their personality shines through.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still like you. It's still like you're there, but everyone is different.
It's so
like,
funny, yeah.
Like Erica Jane is totally different from Nas,
right.
and from Kylie, and you know, and that's just a really cool thing. So how do you go approach it? You just like know exactly what they want, or like how does that work?
So you kind of answered it. It's this really weird thing where like inside of me, like I have a very preppy, like, East Coast, Nantucket,
mm-hmm.
Old South Carolina family in me. And then I have, like, you know, punk kids. I hung out with D.C. and went to punk concerts. And there's so many, like, parts of me
mm-hmm.
that when I work with a client, I, like, there's a little piece of me that it comes
mm-hmm.
out of that
mm-hmm.
in each way. So it's, like, I'm working on a fitting next week and it's like this very preppy part of me, and I'm like, I'm so excited about because I'm like, this is so lovely. Like, everything is so
mm-hmm.
lovely, and it's like, you know, it's a off the shoulder, like knee length dress that, like,
so,
you know, but
excited.
Like, things that are so far different from like the edgy and cool girl, and this
right.
is like the pretty and soft girl, and like, I'm equally as excited because it's like a different part of me that I get to explore.
Totally.
So, I almost get this, like, a little adventure of my own of like,
right.
finding this bit for them.
Because you're eclectic, basically. That's just all
yeah,
of
like,
your, from where you're from. It just because you're from D.C., right?
I'm from Washington, D.C.
Ah, okay.
And so I had like a very traditional upbringing, but then I like got really into the music scene. I was just like, concerts were all I cared about. And
mm-hmm.
like, I wanted to like buy clothes from Goodwill and like remake them and like, you know, and have stud, big stud belts that were four
uh-huh.
inches wide. And like,
I remember that.
I love
Avril Lavigne
yes.
times.
Yeah, I wanted to smoke cigarettes in the alley. You know?
Oh, she went there.
She's a bad girl.
Did you always want to be a stylist?
Well, I didn't know what it was as a kid.
Oh.
I thought if you want to work in fashion, you work at Vogue, you work in a magazine.
Yeah,
you,
right.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
That's all I ever knew was that you worked in a magazine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I wanted to do.
Right.
And when working in a magazine, I found out what a stylist was.
Right. At 17, right? Was it 17?
17 magazine.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Research.
Accessories department.
How was it working in the accessories department?
Oh, my God. I mean, sitting there just, like, pulling out drawers. And, like, I mean, it's the same thing every day. Like, putting jewelry mm-hmm. in drawers, picking jewelry out of drawers, organizing the jewelry drawers.
Ooh,
like
tedious.
And yeah. I don't know if you guys saw my stories yesterday. You know, there's so many young kids that, like, you know, message all the time that they want a job and an internship.
Mm-hmm.
And very rarely, A, is there opening on my team? B, do I trust to bring someone I don't know into my team?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, C, do I just have the time to sift there? So
mm-hmm.
recently I've been exploring some people and I let someone in and they, you know, my team was so nice. I came in that morning. I had brought cookies to everyone. Everyone was so nice that day. My team, like, gave them this perfect list and checked in them. And then I checked in on them. And at the end, I wrote her an email, like, how did your day go? Did you feel overwhelmed?
Right.
Were you happy? And her response that she wanted more hands-on time with me, at day one, wanted more hands-on time with me, learning from me directly about how it is that I style clients.
Mm.
Oh.
And I, like, pushed back. And I never take the time, so I pushed back. And, like,
uh-huh.
let me lay out to you the hard work that I did and that Everyone did. Yeah. And I've had more responses to that. I posted, I blocked out everyone's name, and I posted the conversation on my of the email, my stories. And I've had more people talk about their beginnings and their internships and their hard work and the stupid jobs that they hated, that they wanted to cry about or quit from. And everyone stuck it out and everyone continued and everyone is successful at this point.
Yeah.
Well, that's where you learn the most valuable lessons in life and in work.
Yeah.
Is by doing those things. You can't just reach the top overnight. That's not going to happen.
No. There's a whole array of things in between that has to happen.
It's crazy.
No. It takes work to get at the top, and then it takes even more work to stay there.
Yeah. I know.
You know, it's, you know, as a stylist, I know how important it is to study. You have to study the past and the present and what's coming up and the trends, and, you know, it just takes so much. So that's a crazy story.
Yeah. People were really, like, I've never had so many responses to anything I've posted on stories about people just telling their story about what their working experience was, what their internships were, like what the beginning of their career was. And how hard they worked for what they had.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the name of the game.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
you just got to keep going.
You have to keep going. Yeah.
Somebody else said that too with acting and like taking auditions. Just keep going. Eventually something
will
stick.
You're going to book. It's about not giving up.
Yeah.
Right. But it's also about knowing when to give up too as well. you got to play those cards.
You're actually
But yeah, I mean, it is it's about perseverance for sure.
I mean, my favorite is that photo of Meryl Streep on the Metro. You know that photo that she's like super young in some sunflower dress holding on the Metro in New York? And she talks about that she had just left like a interview, audition, and they told her, you'll never act. You're not pretty enough. You don't have it, you know?
They told Meryl Streep that, you guys. That
exactly.
Is, wow.
Lessons to be learned one.
That's she just
crazy. There's a lot of them. Didn't Gaga, they say that you're too ugly. Yeah, you'll never make it. It's crazy.
Who are these people? Who's judging?
Nobody we knew about. So it just doesn't even matter. That's crazy.
So, like, who is your ultimate dream client? Like, is there somebody that you haven't styled yet that you're just like, I have got to get my hands on that person?
I mean, for sure, Kate between the ages of 16 and 25 would be great.
Okay, well, that's hypothetical.
I have a super style girl crush on Rosie Huntington.
I really do.
Love her.
Yes.
She's gorgeous.
There's a lot of people that I think are really cool, but I feel very blessed for where I am. So she's the only one where I'm like, oh. Her facial structure really interests me the same way Kate's does. It just...
Right.
I find it very fascinating, inspiring.
Yeah.
She has those big old juicy lips.
Oh, yeah. And those cheekbones.
Yeah, she's good. Stunning.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, and she's someone that, like, tries different styles and different shapes and...
Yeah. So, okay, what are your go-tos? Like, what advice do you give to women in knowing their body type and, like, how to dress for their body type? Because that's... I think that's, like, almost number one. Is know your body and what works for your body. And then you always, like, look put together and you always look... I don't know. It just, like, I'm short, so I can't do, like, she had on these dope-ass pants the other day that were, like, long and flowy, and they had, like, a double, they were sick.
Right.
I was like, I could never wear those. I would get, like, swarmed in them.
But, see, you know this because you know how to dress for your body type.
I wish, but.
So it's like, what are the tips for dressing for your body type?
So, I always say there's, like, a recipe, you know, and once you know your recipe, then you can play around with it because... you know, the whole thing is true. The hourglass, triangle, pear, you know, everyone do have these shapes.
right.
And once you know how to mix those proportions, then you just float on this line. It doesn't mean you wear the same thing all the time. It just means that you know that, you know, I'm better in a shirt that comes in that's tight and fitted. I'm bigger in a looser shirt, high-waisted pants, low-waist, like whatever it is, it accentuates the right thing. And like for my body, I am broader on top. And so what I used to do that was wrong was that I would wear – and I have big chest. And so I would wear shirts that were really big and loose, and they wouldn't come in under. And I'd have these little leggings, but it made me look bigger than I was.
Right.
Because I was subconscious of it coming in. I was just subconscious. And then I made myself look bigger because I wasn't just dressing right for my body.
Right.
So I think that you know, finding the recipe for your figure – and then playing around with all that because it stays the same. Like, I know my recipe so that I can, like, literally lay in bed and be like, what do I want to wear? And mm-hmm. I can put it together in my head because I know that that fit and that fit works.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And balancing the proportions out, like, yeah. too. Like, if you have something billowy at the bottom, maybe wear something tighter. Exactly. You know, balance mm-hmm. it. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's my thing, too. I'm like, I always tell her, I love a good wrap dress. Uh-huh. My closet's filled with wrap dresses.
Really?
Yeah, because it just, like, gives you that hourglass and, like, I don't know. It's just
I don't think I've ever seen you in a dress.
What? Well, I mean, whenever I see you, I'm working. Yeah. I'm not, like, wearing a sexy dress on set.
It's like, hi, guys.
I have two very extreme. I'm either, like, super relaxed or, like, super gussied up. Yeah.
There's,
like,
sure.
This is probably, like, kind of my in-between. Like, blouse and jeans.
I'm never, well,
this
today.
This is her professional.
Yeah.
That's what
no,
that
I
is.
Love blouses. I have a lot of blouses.
Yeah.
Because it just looks a little extra than a t-shirt, but it's comfy, you know?
Exactly.
But, yeah.
Also, I think it's important to learn, I'm going to accentuate the chest, but I'm going to, you know, keep it modest down below. I try to mix those two things a lot instead of being super skimpy here and super skimpy here.
Yeah.
I think it's important to know when to pull out.
I mean, I think the number one thing is, like, women need to remember that you can be sexy without showing everything.
Thank you.
Like, you don't...
That's my fave.
Mm-hmm. Like, you can be covered and still be sexy.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all about your presence.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
So, okay. What is your advice giving someone that's trying to break into the industry?
So, you know, it's the same thing with, like, parents and children. You inherit... behaviors that you observe and that becomes learned traits. So if you work from someone that you appreciate and that you it's doing business well, you do business well. Mm-hmm. If you work for someone that's mean and cheats and this and that and mm-hmm. you know curse and no temper and disorganized, then you'll most likely run your business that way because mm-hmm. that's all you've known.
Interesting.
So the best advice I can give someone is to find someone that you really respect and that is treating you well, that's inspiring you, that's appreciating you mm-hmm. and that's making you it's enjoyable to learn. It's not mm-hmm. enjoyable. No work is not work, you know?
Yeah,
like
right.
Work is hard work. But you can still be proud of what you do and you can be in a healthy environment. So finding someone that you can appreciate and then working as absolute hard as you can, like, you know, always offer to do the extra thing. Like always mm-hmm. offer to fill in that last moment, you know? It's like it's so invaluable the team that will say, like, I can drop it, I can do it, mm-hmm, I'll bring mm-hmm. it, not a worry,
mm-hmm.
and it all comes, it's going to come back to them tenfold,
right?
You know,
it always gets noticed.
100%.
Yeah, good karma.
Yeah, no, sure. I agree with you on that because I've seen people on set that are just so eager, and it's like you want to help them more. You want to because you see how thirsty they are to work and want to do it, the drive that they have. So it's like it's almost like re-inspiring you when you see somebody who's like building their way up, you mm-hmm. know? It's
you're like, oh, I've been there.
Yeah.
I know how that feels, and I want to treat you right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I love
sure.
that.
And then,
that's
yeah,
really good
and
advice.
Then being just nice, you know, like,
yeah,
it's there used to be an old way in the fashion business where people would be mean and, like, yell at you and, like, harass you and call you names and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And I don't know if it exists so much anymore.
Right.
But I think it's just like, you know, when you're nice to someone, then it's that whole ripple effect
right.
of just good behavior and treating people with respect.
And you only get one shot at a first impression, too.
Oh,
and the one most valuable lesson I learned is that your reputation is one thing you can't buy.
No. It's priceless.
Mm-hmm.
It is priceless.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to change your reputation once it's tainted.
Right.
Yep.
So you have to go in there into this industry being strong and being a nice person.
Yeah.
You know, word gets around, too. This is a very small industry. Mm-hmm. Like, it travels.
And authentically nice.
Oh, yes.
None of this fake shit.
No. The
you can tell, you know.
The fake fashion world.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh,
yes.
You look so cute.
Yes, I'm darling.
Yes.
Where's that from? I'm like, Forever 21.
My favorite is Celine for Zara.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I have these shoes that look just like the Row, like identical.
Uh-huh.
And they're from Zara. And I was like, the Row for Zara.
I love it. Hey, you know what?
Mixing high and low is the best.
Yeah, I love it too.
Yeah.
It is like, you know, that friend of mine that I mentioned from W, now she's at Vogue and you say the word Zara and she cringes. Like, you know, the copying that they do is just so unfair to the designers that have these original ideas.
Mm-hmm.
It's very prices these days have gotten so unfair and so extravagant that I do think that, like, those fast fashion prices are necessary in the market. But, I mean, the knockoffs are just uncanny. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the IG boutiques and the fast fashion boutiques.
It's crazy.
It's, you know, a Kardashian can wear one thing and literally a day later.
Yeah.
It is knocked off
and on
the website.
Remember Kim posted that gold dress and she goes, Kanye designed this for me. Yeah. Don't knock it off yet. And then Fashion Nova the next day had it out.
I think she won. I mean, I don't know. I saw that there was an article that said that she won the lawsuit against them.
Oh.
Good for her.
Yeah.
See, and there were rumors.
Good for
her. There were rumors saying that she was in with them? Saying that, like, she was releasing stuff to them so that
prior to her wearing it out in the public.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, for Kylie's 21st birthday, the dress she wore and the dress that Courtney wore were knocked off so fast. And they,
was that the purple dress Courtney wore?
A dress from La Perla. And
yes, I do remember.
I mean, exact copies of it were sent to my office in gifting. And I was
like,
you're tripping. Like, right? Wow. Like, I'm not going to use this on anyone.
No.
And then, I mean, still to this day, I work with a company that everything is pink. And I needed something pink. And I was, like, Googling pink stuff. And there was, like, the exact copy of Kylie's pink dress.
Wow.
Like, just the top portion. I'm like,
yeah.
Or this piece.
That's so crazy.
Did you start working with Courtney first and then Kylie right after? Or how did that work?
No, I was with Courtney. I don't know how the timing was, like a year and a half. And then Courtney and Kylie did the makeup collab. Mm-hmm. And that's when I met Kylie.
Oh, got it. Okay, yeah. Once you get in with one of them, they all use the same, like, team of people. They all share hair, makeup, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a family, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Have you ever wanted to start your own line?
A lot of people ask me that. I feel like it's a full-time job out of, like, the respect of the designers. It's really, like, nothing you can half-ass. So I would love to work with brands doing, you know, 10-piece collabs, 20-piece collabs, exclusive pieces, stuff like that.
Right.
Or I really, really, really respect Christine Centenaro, who's, like, my ultimate fashion.
Oh, my God. I love her.
I know.
She's epic. She's epic. Yes, I agree.
So I really love her. What she did is she said, like, this is the perfect white blazer. This is the perfect black legging. This is the perfect hoodie.
She's good.
And the pieces are incredible. Mm. She really understands cut and design and fabrication so well.
And how smart. That's so smart.
The only thing that's problematic is that you can only buy it in sets. So you can buy a set of 4, set of 8, set of 12.
Oh, that is
I think those are the numbers.
Oh.
So, for instance, right now, there's a blazer that I want, but I can't buy the blazer without getting the other 3 pieces attached, which I don't need.
Interesting.
So you can't buy single.
It's incredible. It's her market. And the thing is that, for me, I have a different perspective because I'm like, I can get this, or I already have that.
Right.
But for people who are lost with their wardrobe, her concept is the simplicity of the perfect pieces. Mm-hmm. So she takes, you know, the 12 pieces or the 8 pieces, and she can show you 25 ways to mix them and match them.
That's right. Awesome.
All you need are these pieces, and I can show you a bunch of different outfits.
Yeah.
It's genius.
Yes, that is.
So a limited clothing line like that,
okay,
I could see. But I can't. She's killed it. So I don't know what I would do.
You're like, she already did
it. When you do it one day, I cannot wait to get my hands on it.
Yeah, but she's doing the perfect thing. She's doing it's everything you need. Like the skinny black pant, the pencil skirt, the wide leg trouser, the perfect blazer, the perfect dress shirt. She did it.
Everything you should have in your closet.
Every essential a woman should have.
Yeah.
That's so dope.
I love it. So horror stories. Any horror stories on set or leading up to style? Like what?
This story is, it may not seem like dramatic right now, but it was the worst experience of my life.
Oh, man.
We're listening.
You know, there's little like crazy things, of course, that have happened. Like, you know, you bring 25 pieces of alterations and one piece is left behind. Like, of course, there's little human errors that like are uncontrollable or like you're waiting for boxes and the box that you've ordered 100 times overnight like misses the flight. Like, for that shoot on Monday, like, there's one box just missed the flight. And I'm just, like, sitting there checking the tracking. Every 30 minutes, it's on time. And then one time, it just got pushed.
Wow.
And you're just, like, it's out of your hands.
You're screwed,
so things happen that are out of your control.
Right.
But I was going to on a flight on a work job to New York. And I had prepped it in L.A. So I had, like, 3 massive trunks, you know, like the big 50-pound duffel trunks that I was taking with me. And somehow, sometimes that traffic at LAX coming in is like randomly half an hour to go up one small ramp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That happened. Mm. So We're chatting and chatting. My assistant's driving. I'm sitting in the passenger seat, and we get to this weird split of like approaches and departures and arrivals.
Right.
And we just kind of like panicked and just took the wrong turn, and the traffic was stopped that we just got pushed and couldn't move. So we get to Delta, which is like number one, and we're like, I'm like, okay, I'm Delta. I just got to go from arrivals to departures. I got to go from one level down to the bottom level. It's fine. I got this. I'm a big girl. Just let me out. I'll go check in. Mm-hmm. I'll pay for the bags, and then you'll bring me the bags around, and I'll drop them off. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fine. So then we get up to the door, and so much time has passed, and I'm literally like 10 minutes from cutoff, and I'm like, you're not going to make it the whole loop to get around to me my bags.
I
need the bags. I need the bags. I'll take the bags. So I get out. I'm wearing these little Alexander Wang like slides. So I like get out of the car and I take the bags, and I get one of those little carts, but since they're so wide, and you couldn't go up and down, since there's three, so I'm horizontal. So like I have this whole like perpendicular like thing going on, you know, like a wide load.
And it's just you.
Just me, because he's now in the car circling. And I go down, like to get the elevator, go down. And I'm like trying to hold it while I'm also wheeling a hard suitcase, which is my personal stuff. And I get down to the next level, and I'm like, where's Delta? And he's like, no Delta. And I'm like, no, where's Delta? And he's
like, no, it needs to be here.
And I'm like, Delta upstairs, Delta's downstairs. He's like, no, Delta is not downstairs. I'm like, but Delta's upstairs. He's like, Delta number six. And I'm like, we're at one. He's like, Delta number six?
No.
And I'm like, and I call him, and basically I realize that, like, getting back in the car is not going to get me there in 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
I can't miss the flight because the shoot is tomorrow morning. I can't miss it. And the only option, like, is either obviously miss my job or run.
In the slides.
In my slides. I'm on the phone with my assistant, and I run from one. And it's not just one, two.
It's one, two, three.
And it's like evening. If the airport's that packed from cars, imagine the people.
Right.
I'm weaving in from like outside for space, inside for marble, outside for space, back and forth, drenching in sweat, and my little slides like pop, 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 pop down the thing. And my assistant's like, he hears me like, and like moaning and flopping in my feet and yelling, excuse me, and hitting, like, I'm hitting people, you know? And I'm like, sorry. She's like, get out of the way, lady. It's so dramatic. And people are either rooting me on or like, watch it, you know? It was.
At least you didn't fall.
Oh my god! And I just kept going. Like there was no other option. There was no other option.
That's crazy.
So you made it.
So I finally get there, and I'm like, and then after five, it's international.
Yes, that's Bradley or whatever.
I'm running with three bags and pulling in the slides, drenching in sweat. I get there. I'm like ripping my clothes off. Sweat is coming down me. I'm like, check me in. I'm like, ma'am, you need to calm down.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't let you on the plane.
And my assistant the whole time was like, I feel so helpless. Like, he wanted to cry. Like, he felt so helpless and felt so bad. Aww. I finally check in. And as I check in, and then after I check in, while I'm going through security, people are like, we were betting you'd never make it.
Oh,
like,
my God.
People were like,
I saw you.
They were like, that is the strength. And then some people were like, that is the strength of a woman. Like, people in the airport were coming up to me, like, telling me, like, how much like strength I had, it looked, like how
everyone
bad they felt for me. It was
she is a warrior.
Yeah. And it was that moment
warrior.
Like, you know, when like a car falls and like a woman can pick it up.
Right.
You know, like
the adrenaline.
When you think you just can't do it and you know you have to do it, you can do it.
You can do it.
Like
do
I did what I it was impossible what I did. Like I could never do it again.
You could.
You could do
it. If you did it once, you could do it twice, but you don't want to ever do it again.
No, but it was the worst thing that ever happened.
That shit legit is like from one to six.
No.
It's like the opposite size.
Running.
I know.
With three bags, holding it against while you're pushing. And you know how I was doing it? I had my arms on top of the three. My elbow here was pushing the thing to go.
This sounds horrific.
I can't believe you didn't drop any.
Or
like,
you didn't
slide off.
Or you didn't fall.
At least three times all the bag was tumbling down. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Wow. You were stressed.
What a story. That gave me anxiety.
I know. Me too. I'm like, we're on the edge of our seats.
But she made it, you guys. She did it.
Oh, my God. I posted novels how, like, the inner strength of a woman, and when you're determined, you can do anything.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was unbelievable what I put myself through.
The moral of the story, we can do anything.
We put our minds to.
You really can.
Yeah.
Everything, you know, whenever you're depressed or anything, it's just like a mental state that you just have to push through.
Absolutely. You have to self-motivate. Yeah. It's all about self-motivation.
I mean, your quotes that you find, like when we first met, I started following you. I was like, yes, Naz, yes. Yes. Like, you are giving so much life and so much inspiration.
Thank you.
You know, it's so nice that you take the time to, like, encourage people, because these little quotes, like, it's such a simple sentence. And it's just the same words you use every day, but put together the right way, they're inspiring. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I just find stuff that inspire me, and I just hope that it inspires somebody else in return.
Right.
It's kind of like my pay it forward for the day.
It
That's
does,
how
though.
I look at it. You know, you don't know who needs it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I need it, or sometimes I just like it.
Right. Yeah.
So I just post it, you know, and I hope it helps somebody, at least one person a day.
Yeah. I think that they do, though. I really do.
I hope so.
No, they do, because people message you all the time. And, you know, even when I post stuff too, like, people reach out and they're like, I needed this.
Yeah.
That's the best when and people say needed this.
Absolutely.
You're like,
but it also makes you think, like, why don't more people do it?
I mean,
because people don't want to show their flaws. Like,
that's true.
I think with styling, like, we all Instagram, like, you know, the whole rack spread out. But, like, you didn't see the mayhem that it took to physically get it there.
Right.
1,000%.
And all they saw was that pretty rack, you know? And so they see celebrities in their happy homes and on these red carpets in their happy lives. But everyone forgets that we're all human.
We all
have
issues.
The same exact way.
Right. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yep.
We're all united.
In more ways than we think.
We are women,
Wait, side note, how funny is it? You know, in this video, Miguel had to be in water.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about her.
And the director goes, well, your body is 90% water, so you're just back at home.
Okay.
That's funny.
If she's putting it into that perspective, all right.
She's like, really, you're just home.
That was a fun shoot. That was really cool.
So inspiring.
They sent me the video, and it looked...
Yeah.
He woke up the next morning and was like, I haven't been this sore in years.
Oh, really?
Like, he was so sore. And then Alicia FaceTimed him, and she's like, I'm in bed. I am so sore.
Yeah.
She's like, how do you feel? And he's like, I feel crazy.
Yeah.
You feel crazy.
Because they really, like, literally every take gave it their all. They had, like, a movement coach.
Right.
And they nailed, like, every take. Like, it was just like, boom, boom, like, all the movements. Alicia was throwing herself into the water, like, every cut.
Yeah.
Like, it was intense.
It was colder, too, than we think it wasn't. They were like, oh, it's Luke. I had to run it in a pool.
You did, yeah.
It wasn't, like, cold, but it was like a pool where it's, like, it feels good, but it's cold.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But, okay, so we are going to play a game when we get back.
I love games.
Yeah, it's going to be a cute little game when we get back. Did you know that every 60 seconds, 255 babies are born?
No, I had no idea.
Me neither. But you know what else you can do in about 1 minute? You can get an offer for your car with TrueCar. That's right. And the amount of time it takes for 255 babies to be born.
Sounds like so much.
You can get a True Car cash offer.
Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or home. Just go to True Car and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car details pop up. After a few questions, and you'll get an accurate True Car cash offer from a local True Car certified dealer. It's that easy. After that, you can bring your car in and they'll check it out with you together. You can ask questions and get the answers you need so there are no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride.
So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today.
All right, Danny, we're going to play a little game. It's called Stay or Throw Away. So what current trends can live or die? And we're going to go with number one, biker shorts.
I love... Wait, what do I say?
Stay or throw away biker shorts.
Stay forever. Mm-hmm.
Forever and ever.
I love them.
They're so comfortable. they're so comfortable.
Fashion and comfort. Win-win.
I'm into it. Yeah. I'm so into
and
it.
And I like that, like, you don't chafe. Because there's a layer, you know?
No.
My thighs rub.
No, and it, like, hides the cellulite.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. It goes down enough.
Yeah. I'm into it. I'm
Everyone's
totally...
voting a hard stay.
Biker shorts are a stay. All right, number two. Bucket hats.
Go away. Throw away?
Throw away.
Uh-huh. I've seen them look cute on people.
They're not for you.
I'll use them in a shoot. I took a photo in one last week. Like, I get it, but it can go away.
It's not a timeless piece for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little too trendy, I think.
I think
maybe.
It's a little too trendy for me, too. Yeah. I can wear it. I could rock it with, like, a bathing suit one time on
That's
vacation.
That's what I did.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I did.
That would, I could totally do that, like a matching one with a suit.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be, like, very, very good looking for it to be flattering.
I agree. Yeah. I actually
or
agree.
Or LL Cool J.
Well, he's very good looking.
Let's
not go there.
Okay. Number three, woman in a two-piece suit. Women's two-piece suit.
Women's? Like a bikini?
No. Like
a dress suit.
A dress suit. Long sleeve.
Like a woman in a suit?
Yeah.
Forever. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yay. Forever.
Forever
yes.
and ever. Classic go-to.
Yes.
Classic. And an
the
easy,
best ever.
easy go-to.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You can eat in
You're
a
like
suit.
You're like queen
oh,
of
the
suits.
Best ever. I know.
Oh, my God. You can eat in a suit, but you could look chic in a suit.
And I would have done my Friday night dinner in a suit if I did not wear suits all the time already.
Right.
I never wear dresses. That's why I did that.
You're like, right. You have to, and you wore four.
I know.
Four dresses.
Wait, we didn't even talk about that.
I know. You wore four dresses.
Guys, yeah. Danny wore four dresses to her wedding.
I know. I hope that I like stepped up the game that people.
Oh, no. You exceeded the game. Like, who's going to compare to that? Four dresses?
I know.
I love it, though.
No,
it makes
it's
sense.
Amazing.
You could pull it off.
I mean,
yeah.
I never went into it with like that plan. I just thought maybe the classic, like, you know, after party dress. I didn't. Right. I never went into it with like all these changes. It just kind of happened.
You just kept saying yes.
To the dress.
You know what? You said yes to the four dresses.
Yeah.
No, I mean when it's meant to happen, you were meant to wear four dresses on your. It's your day. You can do whatever you want.
By the way, also, I said to Ian, I said it's so funny. I said we never even made a big deal about this. I said, but obviously, in something that's always a one. For me, on this most special day in my life that was so powerful to me, it was a four again.
Makes sense.
Whoa.
I love that.
And I never even thought about it till later. I was like, it's just weird.
You didn't even
go
into it like that.
Of course, the house we bought is 3434. Like,
what?
That is
crazy.
The
end of one of my clients' addresses is 44. Like, and it's always everywhere.
Yeah. I love that.
I do too.
Okay, number four.
Best question yet.
Right. Yes. The mini purse.
I love it.
The mini.
I love them.
I can't with it.
You know, the only thing you do is like $100 bills rolled up or
and
something,
a gloss.
And a key.
Where does your phone go?
A key.
My lip gloss doesn't even fit in there. It's too long.
I'm into it for certain outfits. I can rock it and just have like Miguel hold my phone in his.
You could do like pocket. Put the little Apple Watch and put it like in your chest right there.
You're going the extra mile to wear this mini purse.
This is too much.
This is for the love of fashion.
Yeah, no.
Literally.
Mini purse is great for shoots. Functionality. Oh, yes. I need the functionality.
You need the.
I can do a mini purse, but it needs to fit my phone and like a chapstick. And, like, what else? My ID.
The mini purse is just for a look.
It's just for a look.
I can't do it.
It's just like a. What, like a necklace or, you know, pair of earrings. It's an accessory.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you say stay?
Yeah. I mean, listen, what I think is coming next is going to be, remember, like the big bags?
Like the big slouchies or
like
what?
I just think big bags.
Like a satchel?
Just like, I think that everything goes in these like full cycles and we've gotten like as small as possible. And the next thing will be
opposite.
Go back to big bags again.
Interesting. But see, I don't like too big either because then I'll fill that shit up.
Oh.
I just want to be normal. I just want a normal bag.
Carry, like, notebook.
Oh, my God.
We had it all.
My dog.
Exactly. You fit Penny in there.
Okay. Number five, the dad sneaker.
It can go, but I do like it.
Right.
Like, it's not going to... you know, go on forever. Like, I think that, like, maybe for two more years, we'll probably have these big sneakers.
Right.
But I got my first pair of Yeezys, and I was like, this is what they've been doing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it feels so good.
Comfy, yeah.
They're so comfortable.
Yeah.
I know.
So, like, I'm into it because they're comfortable. But, I'm like it's just a trend.
Yeah. It's totally a trend. And it's going to go and come back and go and come. You know, remember
in
the
our
Spice
lifetime,
Girl shoes?
Yeah,
those things were huge.
Of course. The platforms.
Yeah.
And then, like, when it leaves, you're like, what was I thinking? Like right now, like, you know. I'm trying to think of a trend. Even like dark jeans, like a dark wash jean.
Uh-huh.
Like right now, I'm like, gross. I will never, ever wear that again.
Why?
And oh my God. And then the other day, I saw a dark wash and I was like, it's kind of cute.
You know? So it's coming back to you.
Yeah. So it's like you just go through phases. Like, you know, you're like, what was I thinking?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. You know, before no one, too. Like, there was a period where you would never get caught in a New Balance shoe. And now, then there was a phase where, like, New Balance was the shoe.
Yeah. Right.
That's, exactly. That's true.
So do you think follow trends or just stick to, like, what your own personal style is? Or kind of both?
Both, but I don't say to, like, invest so much into the trends because, right. you know, like, if there's a piece that you want, like, you know, there's a – fast fashion is what it is. It's fast fashion. Right. It comes and it goes and comes and yeah. it goes. But, like, if you want to get, like, one staple, mm-hmm. I always say, like, invest in, like, shoes and handbags. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. those are the things where you can wear – whatever, but like today I was like, am I dressed up enough? I was like, I'll put a pump. And then all of a sudden I put a nice shoe and I'm like, I'm ready.
Exactly.
And yeah. so it's like, I think put your money there, but I don't think to spend a lot of money in the trends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Those
yeah.
staple
like
pieces.
A bomber jacket or whatever. Yeah. Like,
I think like you just, I always stick to this rule. Buy everything you buy, you have to love it. Because then you'll love everything in your closet. Don't buy the thing. Should I? Maybe. Will it work? No. Because
I love
I feel
too
like,
much.
I know. I know.
I love way too much.
But don't buy the ones that you're iffy on. Do
no,
you know what
no,
I mean?
No,
like,
no.
Every
no
time
one's got time
I
that.
Buy that, I never, it sits there and I'm like, nah.
And you're like, now I can't even return it.
Exactly.
It's.
Well, buy what you love and you'll love everything
right.
you have.
It's what you said earlier is that I always say that you have to buy something and you're like, I can wear this to a meeting. I can wear this on
right.
a date. I can mm-hmm. wear this to an event, or I can wear this out to dinner.
Yeah.
And if you can play something in so many different ways, then it's bound to get, you know. But when you say, like, this is just for a brunch.
Yeah. Right.
Those seven brunches
yeah,
a
yeah,
year
yeah,
and you're
yeah.
not in the mood for it, you're never going to wear it.
Yeah.
So multifunctional pieces.
100%.
Yes. I like that.
Like, anytime I buy a dress or anything and I'm like, I could wear this here, 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 here.
Right.
And I've worn things. Like, I've worn... like so many things in so many different worlds, daytime, nighttime, just by restyling it.
Right.
You know?
Versatility.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
Okay.
Well, thank you for coming
oh God,
and being
so
here
much
today.
Fun. That
yes,
so
we
good.
Learned a lot.
Bye.
We're inspired. We want to go shopping now.
Oh, no.
So fun.
Not my bank account. She doesn't want me to shop.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you,
okay,
Danny.
So exciting. Thank you for having me, you guys.
Of course.
Anything? I can't wait to tune in, even though I was here.
Yes. Oh, no. We will send it to you. Don't worry. So what's next? Anything you want to shout out? Anything you want to tell us about? What can we expect next from Danny?
See, I don't even know what's coming up. I'm going on a work trip to Mexico, which I'm very excited about, so I can
Ooh.
Have a little mixing pleasure and fun.
Okay, that's always best.
Redecorating my house so you can watch on stories. I'm gonna hopefully get some people involved and make it
yes.
really, really cool.
Yeah.
This really cool music video I just worked with Miguel and Alicia Keys. I've got to check my calendar.
Okay, that's a sign of she has a lot going on if she has to check her calendar.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's literally, it's like, what did I do 2 days ago and what are in 2 days? I don't even know. It's
right.
crazy. These are all the...
Oh
Lord. Blessed. Booked and busy, honey.
Booked and busy.
And busy. Thank you, babe.
Thank you.
Such a pleasure, you guys.
And always remember,
you can sit with us. Thanks for listening to Ladies Like Us from the Lady Gang and Podcast One. Be sure to download new episodes every Tuesday on Apple Podcasts or on the Podcast One app. And remember, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe.
And before we go, guys, we just want to take a minute to thank all of our amazing sponsors. If you want to learn more about them, be sure to check out the show notes for this episode.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.